a popular Outcast production.
What were we talking about right, before we stopped?
I was trying to introduce Lauren.
Yeah.
Who?
Lauren!
Who? This is Lauren.
Who's that?
You should know her.
For everybody who's been asking.
You are her.
We finally got Lauren back.
Nobody's been asking.
No, people legit
people
have been.
Have been asking.
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like people that you know or podcast
No.
Or?
Just random. Yeah. Random people.
Weird. People I don't even know. Like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, months ago now. I should swallow. This is rude.
Ah, fuck it.
All right. It was a little while ago. Posted an episode. Said something about like an awesome guest or whatever, and like somebody responded like, "Is Lauren back?" And I was like, no. Sorry. They're like, "No, I miss her." I was like, "Yeah."
Well, whoever that so listener was,
I miss you too. And I love you.
Aw. Duh.
Everybody.
Are you going to be a radio talk show host now?
No. A phone sex operator.
There you go.
I always thought
so
that
you
would
make
be
good
so
money.
Much fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you can work from home.
If anybody has a link idea. To do that, can
I
you send me the
that,
link?
Send it to
but
us.
I'm too...
I want to do that.
I can hook you up with information.
I would laugh. Sexy. I'm just mean. Like, I would just be like, oh... You're naked.
Some people would be into
great
that.
That you have nothing to do with your life during the day. Like,
I would be great at like domineering.
Yeah, you would.
Oh yeah,
probably. I don't know. The hard part is keeping a straight face about the whole.
There was this woman who worked at Red Robin for a while who was a retired dominatrix.
Oh, that's awesome!
And I found out, and I promptly started like stalking her a little bit.
On Facebook?
Because I wanted her...
Calling her mistress at work.
I kind of wanted her to train me. And she quit like a week after I found out. So I try to tell Aww. Myself that there was no correlation, but there might have been.
Right.
Yeah. She was a cool... She was like in her 60s and she was in the army and she was like jacked.
Oh my God.
So
goddamn.
The people she worked for used to send her to like Costa Rica for months to assist tourists and things.
Assist.
I know.
Yes.
She That's must a cool life.
I bet she made good money.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but then she was a waitress at Red Robin, so
yeah,
I wonder
she
what
had
happened.
She had a pretty expensive drug habit. She had to smoke.
gotta be.
Everyone at Red Robin
it
has a pretty expensive
drug
habit.
I'm going to...
She was working at Red Robin because she blew all the money she made as a dominatrix.
I'm going to say if she was working for such a well-to-do company that could afford to send her to Costa Rica, they probably had an age cap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep.
But what about the guys that want older
That's why you
got to
be... That's why you got to be careful when you get into dominatrixing.
They might let you out to pasture. That's the problem.
Oh, Betsy broke her leg.
Only risk.
A certain age.
You gotta put a bullet in her head.
Gotta put her down.
Apparently the only risk
she can't get the
is
high enough
old.
Anymore.
No.
She said one time a guy made her mad, so she tied him by his ankles to a tree and hit him repeatedly in the balls.
Mm.
And it was perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
basically what they pay her to do.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I just don't
there
think
are some
I
people
get
who
him
like
up there. I don't have the arm strength.
Man. Well, not everybody caters to the same clientele.
Oh my God. You weren't in the army.
That's true.
Mm. Mm. Touché. Is there water in the fridge?
There is. I did put
I would
in water.
Love a bottle of
Ooh.
Water.
Oh. Look at that water.
Crystal clear.
Hell yeah.
Freezing cold.
Not exactly.
Probably not.
But it's better than grape crush and Kraken to wash down pizza.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
How's life?
Life's good.
Good.
Real good, actually. I love it.
What have you been doing since you, like, fucked off and abandoned us?
I didn't just fuck right off.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah. I've been gardening a lot. That's that and riding bicycle.
Hey, I heard about your new bike.
Yeah, new bikes.
Bikes.
Well, he got me one and it was too small, so we had to go out and buy me another one.
What'd you do with the old one?
I just sold it to Gerald.
Ah, for his lady? Or?
Yes. And she has been riding it like crazy.
Awesome. So,
at least somebody's getting good use of it. It was a pretty expensive bike.
I was going to say, did you get your money back from it? Or
hell no.
No.
We paid like $2,000 for it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They gave us like $500.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I like the bike I have now. AJ's already talking about getting me another one.
He's got a bike problem.
Oh, he does.
You should. Have you seen their living room?
Yeah.
Not recently.
Really?
There's like 1,700 bikes in their kitchen.
That seems like a
in their kitchen.
Slight exaggeration.
Last time I was there, I think there's only like two or three in the living room.
There's or like 7,000.
7,000. But a lot of bikes.
And now there's like 15
when we find out that
billion
and can't count. Anything over two is in the thousands.
Yes.
We have, let me count. I think we each have a mountain bike in the living room. AJ has two road bikes. I have one. I think that's only five. He might have had another road bike, but I think he put it away.
I don't remember. It looked like they covered the entire room.
Well, you know.
But they're bikes and they...
But they're big.
They're big.
They take up space. Yeah, so yeah, I've been riding bike. And I want to go off on a little rant for like a minute real quick about bicycling.
Oh, please do.
Just because...
We're going to chew.
So everybody who... is driving down the road. Anybody listening, drive down the road. Oh, wow, look, there's some cyclists in front of me. The one thing you do not do is lay on your fucking horn.
Oh, my God, seriously.
We actually had somebody do that twice. Same lady, two different times, like 2 weeks apart, in a fucking minivan, bitch. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that word. I don't know if she's that. Anyway, yeah, she just, the whole time she's coming up on us, and as she's going around us, just fucking honking her horn. And I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? You know, like, we're flipping her off and shit and, like, yelling shit at her. Like, you don't do that. Why is it necessary to do that?
You know how loud a car horn is when you're outside of the car?
Especially, well, like, we knew she was coming because we're constantly checking behind us to see if there's any cars coming so we can get
and
over.
And you can hear a car approaching, especially something as big as a minivan, I would think.
You'd be surprised. Only because, like, when you're riding, there's a lot of wind in your ears.
Mm.
So... a lot of times I'll be riding, I think there's a car coming, but it's just the wind. So it's a little hard to hear. But, like, if by any chance, like, there's two bicyclists riding next to each other and they don't hear you or don't get over, just tap your horn a little. They'll turn around. They'll notice you. They'll get the fuck over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you proceed to go around them. If there's a blind hill, do not go around them. Or unless they're waving you by. If they're waving you by, that means they can see over the hill or the turn and they're telling you that you can go. You know, then you can give them a little horn tap as you go by to, like, say thanks, you know?
Yeah. But just don't fucking be considerate.
Yeah,
God.
Like, I couldn't believe that this lady has done this shit. She's done it twice now, and I'm just waiting. Like, I want to carry, like, walnuts in my pockets so the next time she does it.
That seems like the only clear option for you at the horn.
Yeah.
After peg twice,
her,
like.
Peg her with freaking walnuts. Or rocks.
Rocks would work. You should get something, like, squishy that she'll have to wash off the car.
Somehow walnuts seem less aggressive than rocks. I would go with walnuts.
Yeah, that lady just got put in intensive care because someone threw a rock at her car.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Nobody's ever gone to the hospital over a walnut.
Unless they were allergic.
No, it's a
black
true fact.
Shit's hard.
Well, you could always just blame it on a tree if it hit the car. I hit the tree. I was going to say eggs, but obviously you can't blame a tree on eggs.
No.
There was a bird up in the tree, and it laid an egg.
Weird.
There was a huge chicken up there, I swear.
It was already bleached.
Monster chicken.
Came out white.
Yeah.
So that happened with Aislinn's chickens, though.
Yeah, no.
Her chicken laid white eggs.
Yeah, one of my chickens is laying white eggs. It's weird. All the rest of them are like tan to cream colored, and one of the motherfuckers is laying white eggs. I'm like, who is it? I bet it's you, you skinny little bird.
I thought it depended on the color of the chicken. What
it usually does.
Huh.
But talking to...
Your all chickens are the same color.
Your yeah,
all chickens.
My all chickens. Talking to a guy who lives in the area, he said that his family used to raise chickens, and like they had the same thing. They would get like multicolored, like white to tan eggs, and every once in a while there would be like a green tinted egg too. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of green ones. They're cool. And like sometimes when you crack them open, there's two yolks.
Yeah, oh, Jeff yeah, got a couple double yolks out of ours. I hear it's from Happy Chickens. So.
Oh, really? I never knew.
I heard that's a wives' tale.
I know, probably, but
yeah, but
it nice makes me feel good.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, my chickens love me. Yay!
Do you pet them a lot?
Are they friendly? Yeah.
I tried to pet one of yours, and it tried to peck at me.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're stupid birds. They only like, they're oh, only hi, so hi, friendly.
I was like, oh yeah, hi, how you doing? Ow, bad chicken.
Oh yeah, I go in there with flip flops. I have to like, I gotta move quick or they're on my feet. Oh, they're trying to take off my toes.
Trust me, I noticed.
People wonder why I'm terrified of birds.
Yeah, I see it.
I just pick up, I see them like looking at my feet. I'll just pick them up and put them on the perch. I'm like, oof, knock it off. And they're just like, burr. I'm like, yeah, no, just shut it.
Chicken.
I don't think they understand.
No, they don't. Then they just like they fluff and do like the shake thing, and I'm like, shut
stupid
up,
stupid bird.
Pretty much.
I like chickens
in my belly.
Chickens are delicious.
I'm torn what to do with mine after they stop laying. Because I like them.
You can donate them to Bill's dad.
Why would I keep them when they're not productive? It's a hard
chicken
decision.
Chicken stew.
I don't.
Is that a thing?
You can give it to me.
I don't eat the chickens.
Stew. I'll eat your chicken.
Chicken stew is a lot of things.
Don't worry, Aislinn. Your chickens are well taken care of. In Lauren's belly.
I'll figure out what to do. I've got a good year and a half, 2 years.
Like, Lauren starts to slowly befriend them to make you believe that she wants them just because she.
They can come live in free range in my yard.
She just starts
it's
coming
fine
over and petting
I
them.
I swear. They will live happy, long lives.
No, your dogs would fucking eat them.
Nah. My dogs are idiots.
I don't know. Jezebel might just, like, step on one and it's dead.
Well, Beulah might step on one.
Yeah.
She might just slobber all over
she
it.
She might just actually eat it in one gulp, too.
Gulp. Yeah. That was delicious. Where's the next chicken?
They're dumb. Dogs, not chickens.
Well, chickens are pretty dumb.
I love your dogs, though.
I love them, too.
They're great.
They're special.
First time I went to Lauren's house, there was a bunch of dogs like at like the baby gate mm-hmm. in the living room, and I just bypassed all of the people. And I was like, dogs!
Dogs!
And you have two pugs!
Oh, my God! And you're just like, hi, Ashley. And I'm just like, oh, what?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, yep. There's people here, too.
I live here, too.
No, you don't.
No, it's fine.
All right, about their dogs.
But yeah, other than gardening and rent bike.
How is the garden? What are you growing this year?
Oh, jeez. Well, my broccoli just bolted this last week because it was so fucking hot.
Aw.
It was actually doing really good because it was cool. Hmm. My tomatoes got the plague, but unfortunately, I can't keep them organic. I had to actually spray them with fungus killer because I would have lost everything mm-hmm. if I didn't spray them. But I've been getting some. I've jarred, like, I've made, like, 20 or more quarts of pickles already. Like,
oh, shit.
I did some pickles, too.
Insane amounts of cucumbers.
I know. We have an amazing amount of cucumbers.
Yeah. I'm growing. Now I've still got tomatoes. I've got spaghetti squash, delicata squash, cauliflower, lots of cabbage, fuck tons of peppers, like, unbelievable amounts of peppers. I have like my pepper plants are so heavy with peppers, they're just all laying on the ground, and I have like 30 plants. Celery, kale out the ass, and I just planted radishes, beets, lots of lettuces again. I don't know, lots of stuff.
But
we
damn,
we juice like we use yeah so much stuff.
No, like peas or green beans or potatoes.
No, he doesn't eat peas anymore.
Oh yeah, he's not doing like the bean legume route.
We planted those in our garden, but I don't know how they.
I actually have a green bean plant that is growing up in my tomatoes. It's growing up the poles and between the plants and stuff. So actually, I have a shitload of green beans, but he doesn't eat beans anymore. So I'm probably just going to pick them and eat them myself.
Yeah.
and no potatoes. I didn't do potatoes because for a while, like, there was a question about whether they were good for his diet or not.
Right, right. What about, like, sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes, I think, are hard to grow. Like, you grow them, and then you have to, like, cure them for a while.
How weird.
I don't know. I tried them 1 year, and I didn't get any, so I just kind of was like, meh. They're cheap at the grocery store.
True. You get like five for a dollar.
We got so many cucumbers that we started handing them to our to my customers in the shop.
Yeah. That's great.
So if you get your dog groomed, I'll probably hand you a cucumber.
You want some fresh vegetables with that groom?
Yeah. Please.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Please take some of these. You want some tomatoes?
Yeah.
Anything? Seriously? Like there's a shit ton. Go get what you want.
Yeah.
Like you want cherry tomatoes? Bring a basket. I will give you, like, pounds of cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. I have the yellow ones, and they are the sweetest things
I've ever had. Oh, my God, they're so good. I ate tomato sandwiches for, like, 2 weeks straight and didn't get sick of them.
Yep.
They're so good.
I eat them a lot.
Yeah, they're my favorite, and they make me tomato feel like Harriet the Spy.
Yeah. So. And it's so much fun to walk out to the garden and be like, who do I want to eat today?
You. I go to the Salins Grove Farmers Market every week, and the 1 week the Amish stand there had these really, really good tomatoes, and they haven't had them since, and nobody else's tomatoes there compare, and I'm sad now because I don't like tomatoes, but those tomatoes, I was like, I could like tomatoes if all tomatoes tasted like this.
They might have got the plague. The Amish were the ones that were like saying that everybody's getting the damn blight this year.
Yeah.
Did you talk to Bill's parents about that? What are they doing about
it? She said she just started getting black around the tops of the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. She didn't notice anything on the stems.
Mm-hmm.
I told her to watch out for the actual plant because if there's black spots on it, it's fungus. You gotta spray it or you're gonna lose everything.
Sucks.
Boy. It's horrible.
At least she knows about it. Yeah, that would be awful. In the beginning of the planting season, we had voles.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had any of that.
I will bring my cat over and she will take care of that.
Yeah. Well, we used to have Sneak for that.
Aww.
So we all got really sad. We were all like, well, now what the hell are we supposed to do with vermin? We don't have a min pin.
Oh. I was going to say, if you want an outside cat.
No. No.
That was another thing that happened to me. I found a cat. I actually found, on a bike ride, a little kitten sitting on the side of the road. Little tiny shitting thing. So we stopped. Course, because I'm like, I can't let this kitten on the side of the road.
And AJ's probably like, fuck.
No, just wait. We stop, and then it's right on the road, and there's woods and like a drop off. Pretty soon, a couple more little kittens.
Seriously?
Another cat comes out, and I'm like, what the fuck? Three kittens, two adult cats, living in the woods.
Aww.
Across the street from like a church that's up on a hill. I'm holding this kitten, and there's guys up in the parking lot, and they're like, if you pick one up, you gotta take it home. And I'm like, you fucking assholes.
I wonder if they dumped them.
These things are here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the two adult cats. They're both really small. There's an orange tiger and a calico long hair. So I'm like, okay, the calico long hair is the mom. Orange tiger is the dad.
Mm-hmm.
We went home. I'm like half crying. I'm like, we can't leave this kid there. They're gonna get killed. So I drove back with my car to get them all, and Calico's gone, and the mother was actually the orange tiger. She has a white little white spot right here on her chest.
The Calico was the dad.
Calico couldn't have been the dad.
It might have just been
only females can be Calico.
It might have been a neighbor cat that was just chilling with the other.
I was gonna say, because that's not
because it was gone,
although that is possible because I have seen calicos that are boys
and they're probably worth like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah,
it was extremely rare.
It was a really, really, really gorgeous cat. Yeah. I wanted both the adult cats. I was gonna like bring both of them back, but I couldn't find that one. So I just brought back the mom, who was literally, it had to have been her first heat. She was so fucking small.
Yeah.
And she had these three kittens. Two of them were big fat asses, and the other one was this tiny little, like, scurfy-looking thing that was like, aww. So I took them home, put them on the porch. My other two cats that live outside were, like, hissing and, like, freaking out and shit. Like, they didn't like them for a while. But I ended up taking all the kittens into the pet store to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I kept the one small one to nurse for a little while yet, just to fatten him up, because the other two were bigger. So I ended up taking all those in, but the mom, like, nobody will take her. Like, the vet place won't take her unless she's sick or injured.
Yeah, yeah. Sunbury Animal Hospital stopped taking strays in because they're full.
So I just figured, you know what, fuck it. I named her Gypsy, and she's going to live out on our porch. The other cats are pretty used to her now, and she's all right. She's the tiniest little shit.
She's you're going to get her fixed. Yeah, okay.
We have an appointment. We got her to the vet last week, got her shots, got her checked for everything. She's healthy.
What does AJ think about all this?
Well, he was fine with it. I mean,
oh, good.
It was actually just coincided with him working on a client who was talking about how they do the exact same thing. Like, if they find a stray, they'll just take it. They have, like, 12 cats. Mm-hmm. Some are inside, some are outside. Ooh. Like, they just can't leave a stray cat, like, out in the damn woods. So I think that made AJ feel like, we could probably just take it. So
I can't wait till all the animals are dead. Well, I mean, we can't just leave.
Well, cats
it.
Don't really count because we could leave for long periods of time. And
oh,
just have
cats
it, and
are
like,
easy.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're outside too. So
self feeders.
Yeah,
and
fuck
you're
that.
Fine.
Get a big ass bucket of bucket of water. They live right by a fucking creek. They're fine.
Yeah, seriously.
Cat shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it. But yeah.
Is that somebody's phone?
It's my damn stupid game. Oh. Telling me that I need.
Are you still playing Tapped Out?
No.
Okay.
I quit that a while ago. No, I play Bakery Story.
That sounds better.
That's so much better.
It's awful. It's so awful.
I understand, though. I've gotten sucked into awful games, too. It happens.
Like Tower?
I never got
tiny,
into that. I couldn't
tiny
do
Tower?
It.
Tower? Oh, my God.
And then Tiny Death Star.
Ugh. Bill had to delete it because he's like, what is the point of this?
Yeah. The point is to get you so absorbed in the game that you'll spend real dollars on it.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Never going to happen.
No.
Mm-mm.
Never.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, I want to know what you guys have been doing.
I started my own business.
All right.
Yeah. Ashley got fired and then started her own grooming.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah. So there's that.
And I'm working. Started that new place at
I'm starting in Bloomsburg.
I drove by it the other day. Cute
which fucking
shop.
AJ told them that I was fired. I'm like, way to go, AJ. But they still wanted me, even after they knew that. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm sure he told them that you got fired for bullshit reasons.
That's what he said, yeah. So that was pretty awesome of him. But, yeah. You know.
Sorry.
Grooming. I don't care. I don't even lie to my customers anymore. Grooming. Basically, yeah, running my own business, trying to figure that whole thing out. Remodeling. Well, paying for remodeling.
For your business or for the house?
For the garage. We're remodeling the garage. It'll be like a little 9x11 room where I groom out of.
Sweet.
Building. That's enough for you and like one dog table and a tub.
Yeah.
That's really all you need.
We're building a like the tub that's on the front porch is the one I'm using. And I'm going to try to repaint it. I found, like, epoxy paint that you can paint tubs, so I'm going to try it.
It'll
we'll see.
Work. It doesn't come out of clothes, that's for sure.
No, I know. So, yeah, like, we're building the tub up on a platform, so that way I don't have to, like, lean over and, like, there'll be stairs up to it, so.
Sweet.
Dogs don't have to, like, be lifted into a tub. I don't have to kill my back. So.
That's smart.
Yep. It's going to be fun. I have all these ideas in my head, and I'm just like, I want everything! And then I'm like, it's 9x11. That's not happening.
Yeah.
But it's my own.
Yeah.
So.
Nobody can fire you.
Nobody can fire me. Yeah.
Exactly.
I had to get liability insurance. Like an adult.
You are an adult.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was in the insurance place today. Because I had to sign all the paperwork and stuff, which was one signature. For like a 50-page pamphlet, it was like one signature. And I'm like, holy shit, there's a lot of paperwork. And he's like, oh, you just need one signature. Okay. And he was like, don't take this the wrong way, but you look way too young to be starting your own business and to have groomed for 5 years. And I'm like, okay. And he's just like, no, it's a good thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, well, how old are you? I'm like, 24.
None of your business.
Yeah, I'm like, 24.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter, but yeah.
She said, thank you.
Oh, Dad. I was like, oh, thanks. And he's like, that's, good for you.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So that's my life.
Sounds like fun.
It's crazy hectic, and I literally don't have time to do anything else.
At least you got it all together. You know what you want to do.
I know what I want to do, and I know where I'm going. Exactly. But yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Good thing.
If anybody's in their 20s and their life isn't hectic, I think they're doing something wrong.
Right.
I don't know anybody
who's, you know,
in their 20s or early. That's like,
30s, oh, it's just chill.
Yeah.
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 If you have free time, then I don't know.
What about you, Kelsey?
Nothing exciting in my life. I'm going back to school in January. I have 21 credits to finish before I graduate.
Hooray.
So hopefully that doesn't take me too long. I want to do 15 in the spring and then finish the rest over the summer online. Because most of the credits that I have to do, I have two of my core classes, upper level core classes that I have to do, but all the rest are like electives. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your science and math and all that junk. Yeah. So I just want to do that online because I think it would be so much easier because then...
Depends on what your science is.
Yeah.
Or your math is.
I just figured Mike could do all my math homework for me because I stopped paying attention in seventh grade. So... And I was just such an overachiever when I first got to school. I took all my upper level stuff and then I like let all my lower level stuff go. So
what's your major?
English lit.
Oh. Are you gonna be like a teacher?
I don't know yet. I think what I'm gonna do after I graduate, the thing that I'm sure that I wanna do is I would like to teach English as a second language. There's a lot of opportunities to teach abroad because English mm-hmm. is one of the more powerful languages for business and things like that. So parents want their kids to learn it, especially in Asia and things like that. And I found a lot of programs online where if you have your degree, you can, they'll pay for your plane ticket, they'll pay for lodging, and you teach English classes.
Yeah.
So I want to do that for probably a year. And then
I know a guy that did that in Korea.
Yeah. It's generally Asian countries.
Yeah, I've heard like, the JET program for Japan is really good.
Yeah.
Do you have to learn their native language before you go?
Nope. No, you don't have to.
Wow.
I want to try.
Yeah.
I have a friend who did it for 2 years, and she learned or is in the process of learning Mandarin, but she can speak it like... at an intermediate
you'll pick
level.
It up living there yeah. for that long
but that's
how do you teach English without knowing their language?
I mean,
I don't think you're teaching first year students.
No And in a lot of schools, people I've talked to who have gone to college with mm-hmm. their like French or Spanish teachers didn't speak much English
mm-hmm.
But it was for upper level Spanish and French and that kind of thing. Hmm. So I would be teaching students who already had a basic understanding of English.
Right.
And then teaching them from there.
Gotcha.
So, which I think it just looks good on a resume and I want to travel and I want to do that kind of thing. So it would be a great excuse to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After that, I don't know. Like, teaching is okay. But you don't get paid very much as a high school teacher. And I don't know if I could handle, have a really short attention span. I don't know if I could handle teaching the same thing every single year of my life until I retire to students. So I don't know. I was thinking about possibly law school because I'm good at arguing. But that's also 3 more years of school. So I'm not sure. Probably paralegal law or get my master's in teaching so at least I can teach college students. But I mean, school is like the only thing of excitement in my life right now.
And if you teach at a college level, you get to change up your curriculum pretty much whenever the fuck you want.
Like it's you don't have all those stupid tests that your students have to take and all that stuff. You just basically teach them what you think is important and you're done. So I could I've had college professors that I've taken every single year that I was in college because every single time they do something different, which is fun.
Yeah, my best friend from high school is a high school English teacher and has been for like 10 years now, and it's pretty trying.
Yeah.
She doesn't love it.
My thing about college is at least then students are paying to take the classes.
Yeah.
So they have to sort of care.
Yeah. They kind of want to be there.
Yeah. Exactly. Because they're actually working towards something that they want to do, whereas high school students just have to go to high school. Yeah. That's just how it is.
No. High school was like the worst years.
Oh, I loved it.
You would.
Anybody who tells you high school is the best years of your life are a fucking liar.
Oh, God. I learned so much.
College is way better. And minus the painful debt from college, post-college is even better than college.
I loved college. I just liked high school because I had a bad home life. So, like, going to school for me was just the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't even like college.
I
hated college.
Honestly, you went to tech school for like 2 weeks.
I was like 2 months away from graduating.
If you had gone away for a year and a half to college and like went and stayed there,
sure,
it's a completely different experience.
It is.
Not to say that I love Bloomsburg. I don't.
My whole thing was like, I'm going to be a dog groomer. What the fuck do I need school for? You know,
dog grooming school.
Well, yeah, but...
Get an associate's in business management.
That's what I was going for. And you know what it taught me?
From McCann, not much.
Nothing. I went for... we were talking about this today, where I was like, you know what would have been nice to learn for my associate's degree? Or for going for my associate's degree in business? How to run a business.
Yeah.
I don't know. People were like, oh, you need liability insurance. You need to register your business with the state. You need to do this and that and the other thing. And I'm like... Mm-hmm. I went to school for this shit, and they didn't tell me any of that.
Nope.
I got most of the degree. I took almost all of the classes. Never went over that. Had a class in small business.
Mm-hmm.
Never went over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Just like in high school, they should teach you how to...
Balance a checkbook.
Balance a checkbook. Make
a budget.
Figure out a mortgage. Make a budget. Figure out how to do car payments and what the hell interest rates are.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There should be a class on student loans just in and of itself.
Student loans.
And how they will fuck you over.
Yeah. Student loans. Oh, my God. They're awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sally Mae, you are a bastard.
Yeah. I think they just got bought out or something.
I don't
know. I got like an email saying that like Sally Mae is becoming some for other kind of shit now. I don't know.
Put all my Sally Mae emails in the junk folder.
They will garnish your income tax if you don't pay them.
I am paying them.
Okay.
Yeah, they take it automatically out of my bank account every month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm paying.
Okay.
But, well,
that's good.
I don't read their emails.
Oh, yeah. Just unsubscribe.
Yeah. Yeah, so they don't. They'll send me any emails. Well, they do, but they go in my junk mail.
Yeah.
What's new with Aislinn? What have you been doing all summer?
I've got chickens. We covered that. did a few mini vacations. Went to New York in May, Baltimore in June, Delaware at the end of July. My kid starts preschool next week. We're going to orientation tomorrow.
Oh, yay!
Yep. Yeah, I am. I'm excited to have 2.5 hours a day, 3 days a week to myself.
That's it? 2.5 hours a day?
Yeah. I'm only having to pay $90 a month for it, so... That's really good. Yeah.
But at least it'll get her socialized and...
Yeah, been trying to prep her. I've gotten some of those, like, workbook things from, like, Target and shit, and just, like, you know... Here's a marker. Draw the letter K like 10 times. Go.
Is she doing it?
She is. She puts up a fight sometimes, but she's pretty good about it.
I've been trying to teach my niece colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. She's adorable. Watching a 2-year-old say colors. That's bellow and bean.
You really want kids, Ashley?
No.
Deep down in your heart, soul.
You liar.
Fuck no.
Quit lying to yourself.
I love her, but I spent 8 hours with her, and I want to send her home.
I'm always on the fence about whether I want kids eventually or not.
Like, I love kids. Like, I'm mm-hmm. really good with kids. I like being around them. But there's so much that I want to accomplish in my life that doesn't involve kids.
Definitely don't like, have kids until you're absolutely sure you want to.
I won't even consider it until I'm in my mid-30s. Because I figured if I miss the having children deadline mm-hmm. that everybody tells us there is, I can adopt.
Like, yeah. And there's only a deadline in as much as the older you get, the more likely you are to have a kid with genetic disorders.
Right. Yeah.
And as long as that doesn't, like, if it doesn't bother you to have a kid with Down syndrome, then whatever.
I don't think it would affect me. Like the feelings that I would have for mm-hmm. my kid at all.
Down syndrome is like the coolest one, though. I mean, okay, if you have to pick one.
Elaborate.
Oh, I would choose. If I had to choose one. I mean, if you have to choose one,
I would either choose autism or Down syndrome. If you got to choose. Because those are the two that, like, they're the most interesting genetic disorders. No, okay.
Autism is not genetic, is it?
It's debatable.
Yeah, there are. It's very debatable. Like my.
It's not necessarily. Whatever.
Anyway, they're the most interesting to me. I think Tom is an extremely fascinating human being. That's what I mean by that. Right. I think some people with Down syndrome, like the way that their mind works, is so fascinating to me that I like.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing about them.
The way that their
I don't consider it something wrong with them. I consider it an actual, like, personality trait that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, the way that...
In some people. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people that are like, I hate this about myself. I mean, those people, I'm sorry, but, you know.
Yeah.
Some people with autism are freaking awesome.
I mean...
Yeah.
And some people without autism are fucking awful.
Right.
Right.
You know. It happens.
I was actually talking to my boyfriend about this. We were just talking about, because his sister has three boys who are autistic.
Autastic.
All of them?
The oldest one has, not extreme, but he's pretty high on the spectrum. Hmm. And the other two boys have slightly lower degrees of autism. I mean, all of them can communicate, all of them...
I wonder if there's like any kind of correlation between redheadedness and autism.
All of the kids are redheaded.
Yeah. She's got ginger kids.
There might be. Tom has red hair.
Yeah. And this guy knew.
Mike and I, if we would ever have kids, like, there would obviously be the question, like, what if we had an autistic child eventually, mm-hmm. if we ever did decide to do that? And he was like, honestly, I think I could communicate better with an autistic child than with a normal, quote-unquote, child. And I pretty much agree with him. Like,
You guys get along with Tom better than I get along with Tom.
Oh, yeah, I love Thomas.
So?
Love him. He's the greatest.
Oh, he is a fantastic
kid.
He's
so funny.
Oh, my God.
One time, him and Bill were in the store, and they were having a mild disagreement about something Tom could get. And Tom just yells at him, and he says, why don't you hit me again, you filthy motherfucker?
At the top of his lungs.
In the checkout.
What? And Bill just played off. He's like, Tom, you know I don't hit you. What? What are you talking about? Probably.
It might be.
It was in Giant because they had just gotten rid of his long sleeve shirts.
Right. Oh, right.
Because it's the dead of summer and you wear long sleeves, you might get heat stroke.
Wasn't it prompted by, like, an argument about Pop-Tarts, too?
Maybe. It might have been a different
I feel like there was a Pop-Tart throwdown not too long
There's
ago.
There's always a Pop-Tart throwdown.
Uh-oh.
Whenever
we always get him Pop-Tarts, but, you know, if we don't get him one every week and he doesn't see that there's one at home, he doesn't believe us.
Whenever he sees me, he always says something mildly offensive. Like,
just because it's funny.
Last time.
Because he's 13 and it's funny.
Last mm-hmm. time, he just looked at me and he's like, oh my God, you're so ugly. And then ran away. And then the one time he called us communist cunts. Yeah.
He just walks into the kitchen while we're making cookies and goes, you're all a bunch of communist cunts. And then turns around and walks away. We're like, no!
I love it. I love it. Nobody has the power to shock me as much as that boy does.
He's awesome. At the time, he, like, looked a woman dead in the eyes and said, titties.
Oh, yeah.
Just random woman.
At the mall.
And then Bill made him apologize for saying the swears.
Oh, my God.
Basically, every time we try to order from, like, a drive-thru window, he just goes, titties! Or penis! Oh, my God.
So, like, he's an average 13-year-old boy, like, times 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, he's great. I love that kid.
He's That's so funny. Hilarious.
He gives me high fives that make my hand hurt.
Yeah.
Ow. Yeah.
He was like, oh, God. You want to show him his penis? No. No, Tom, no. No.
Oh, God. My kid's in the butt phase right now.
Every kid goes through the butt phase when butts
Tom
are so
Tom is still
funny.
In the butt phase.
Yeah.
It doesn't end, by the way.
I am still in it the might. Butt phase.
It might. I don't know.
Guys, I'm still in the anal phase. I am anal retentive.
Oh, Jesus. Other than that, I've been crafting. So, oh, yeah, I've been doing a lot of cross stitching. We're bringing it back to me now.
Yeah.
This is Aislinn's podcast.
Aislinn talk about herself.
Let her talk.
Go on. You were saying. Sorry for interrupting.
Stop being rude.
Whatever.
You've been doing some cross-stitching, huh?
Yeah, I started with a friend of mine, did like an open Facebook thing, like, hey, I found this thing on the internet that I don't want to pay a shitload of money for. Can someone make me it for cheaper? And I was like, oh, me, I can do that.
What was it?
It was that thing, I think, that you saw a while ago. It said, everybody is a dumb whore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had, like, the skull and the roses.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then from there, Nick Rehack contacted me to make him a piece that had the, like, mascot for his podcast, French Toast Sunday. It's a happy looking little piece of toast. And it had his catchphrase on it that says, I'm just happy to be here. Aww. And it was adorable. And now I'm working on something for my friend's wedding. It's something she asked me to make forever ago. And then, like, I never got back to her with, like, a price or anything because I got busy with something else. But now I'm like, surprise, bitch, you get it for free.
Nice.
Gotcha.
She's getting married on 10/4.
So is Ed.
Weird.
Ed's getting married?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm in a wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On December 31st in Vegas.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
I know.
That actually sounds fun.
When I found out, I was a mixture of apprehensive and excited because she told me about... I knew that I was in the wedding before, but her mother-in-law is paying for it and will only pay for it because, like, she's kind of like me. Like, she doesn't have a family or any, like, anything like that. So she's counting on this other person. Her mother-in-law will only pay for it if she has it in Vegas because they're going on a family vacation to Vegas anyway. So her wedding was supposed to be...
Okay.
In April, and now it's in December.
It's on New Year's Eve in Vegas.
So I have to quickly make enough money to go to Vegas. And she said that her mother-in-law is going to help the bridal party with plane tickets and stuff. But still, even with that, like, that would be extremely helpful if she actually does it, you know? But it'll still be, you know, a trip. So
round trip ticket,
saving up money,
it's probably gonna be close to $400 for Vegas.
I was looking it up and I couldn't find anything under five.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
The day too.
That's true.
I was looking online. They said the best time to make plane tickets is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Did you try?
So I'm gonna
try Priceline. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There wasn't anything. But the good thing about it, like, that sucks, but...
I never did Priceline.
In Vegas, tickets. They don't really make their money from hotel rooms. They make it from the casinos.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a lot of hotel rooms that are $25 an hour. $25
a day.
Whoa! A day. A day. But
they're not blocking off, like, a bunch of rooms at a hotel somewhere?
They're getting married at the Venetian. Which will be really neat.
AJ peed in the fountain there.
Ooh, I want to pee in the fountain there.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, exactly. Which is awesome. And she said that they're going to, they're going to get discounts on the rooms there, but it's still going to be like $200
a night. Yeah, Venetian's not cheap.
And I was like, well, do you mind if I stay somewhere else? Because I can stay right down the street for $25.
Do you know where, like, which...
You can also just get drunk in the hotel and crash in someone else's room.
Because, if everybody stays there. What were you saying?
Do you know which like, place you're looking at for a hotel room for that cheap?
I was honestly looking at the Rio.
The Rio?
Because Penn and Teller's show is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to the show really bad.
I don't remember the Rio.
And apparently they... or the Stratosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Stratosphere has that... the rides, and it has the restaurant at the tippy top that rotates, and I'm all about the thrill rides. That's
the rides
my life.
Are the freaking insane on the top of the Stratosphere. They have one that, like, you sit and it shoots you up, and then you're literally weightless for like a full 4 seconds and then it drops you back down.
I love it heights. So cool. I love any like, don't they have bungee jumping too? Is that what
they
that
might
kind
have
of
had
is?
Bungee jumping, but I don't they didn't when I was there. When I went, there was three rides. There was one that was like you were kind of in a roller coaster car that fit like 12 people.
Oh yeah,
it was kind of like a ship kind of thing, but it took you like you sat in it and then it like raised up a little and then pointed down over the edge of the building.
Oh cool.
So like you're literally looking down like you're going to like fall right off the edge of the building.
My problem
Kelsey's
is
I'm hearing this going, this is awesome. I'm hearing this going, I'm gonna go throw up.
It was
my
scary.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm having a panic attack right now just thinking about this.
I know that no one is gonna go with me, but I will make a day for myself.
I would have gone with you. And I went on them all, they're fun.
I took her we were doing stand up. We were doing stand up at this youth camp I used to work out, and they have a 90-foot, at least 90-foot zip line, blah 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 blah.
She told me all about that. I saw her legs.
She had a hell of a time. I was ziplining upside down.
That's what she said.
Like,
I love doing that shit though.
I love rock climbing. I love heights. Like anything.
She had so much fun with it. I had a panic attack twice.
I mean, I built the zip line though. Like I am comfortable with that kind of thing. Like I have a certain amount of comfort with heights. Like I've been climbing trees to a point of dangerousness.
I have thought about it though, and I think I do want to try ziplining again, just somewhere that doesn't have that damn ramp at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere that's like no, like a platform's fine, but maybe one that doesn't have rock climbing in the beginning and doesn't have the ramp that I can hit my legs off of.
I want to learn how to free fall.
Like a traditional zipline course. Yeah. You mean like base jumping or like skydiving or?
Free falling is like bungee jumping.
Okay.
Except a bungee cord is elastic and you'll go back up. Like you bounce back up. Free falling requires a little bit more control. So you jump and there's no elasticity. So you have to swing and you have to have a certain amount of control over the rope. Like you have to control where you're going and how.
That sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, really it's scary. So much. It'll be so much fun.
Can you hear her? You hear the craziness coming out of this woman?
I would never do base jumping though, because you have to have there's a couple seconds for error. Basically, if you want to be a like somebody who's actually recognized as a base jumper, you have to go skydiving and be a professional skydiver.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but
you don't have to, but it's actually
it's beneficial.
And I believe it's illegal if you're not, like, if you're caught base jumping without a license, you're in trouble.
So what is base jumping?
For a good reason. Instead of jumping out of an airplane, you jump out of buildings. You jump
with
off
a
of
parachute.
A cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff from not.
It has to be, I think, what,
and you
like
have
a
couple
minimum
of error.
40 feet, I think, is the minimum.
Couple seconds of error to pull your parachute, or else it just won't work out. Like, it's dangerous.
Michael is never going to let you do that.
Michael has no say in what I do.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the top being like, honey, no. Honey, I love you too much. Please don't kill yourself.
Well, here's the thing.
He's just going to panic.
Here's the thing.
Not that I'm saying he I've wanted to do this stuff
since I was young.
Right.
It's just like a part of something that I've always wanted
to
do.
Well, of course.
And I understand if I'm not doing it safely. But if I'm doing it safely, if I'm trained to do these things, regardless of how dangerous it is, it's still my choice to do it.
Of course.
Of course, he's not going to be comfortable, but he doesn't have to be there. Have I been heard?
Yeah, you were just quiet and far away.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's all I'm saying. Like,
right.
And I, if he absolutely was in tears or something like that as I was leaving, I wouldn't go. But that doesn't mean that I wouldn't do it ever because, you know.
You have a better chance of, like,
my life to play around
dying in a car accident than you do, like, skydiving.
Like, yeah. He's done things where he doesn't want me to, like, climb the 90-foot tree in Ashley's backyard. But that's understandable. I understand why he was a little bit apprehensive about
that. She was totally going to do it.
They wanted to know how high it was. And I was like, oh, give me the measuring tape. She was going to
take up a tape measure.
Just, like, drop it down.
Basically. Basically what was going to happen.
And that I admit that was not well thought out.
Probably not.
We were like, oh, we wonder how tall that tree is. You know, we'll just get a tape measure. We're all joking. Kelsey's walking towards the tree like, all right, I'll do it. Let's go. What are we doing? We're like, what? No. We were. No. No.
No.
But yeah, I can't wait to go inside the stratosphere and ride the rides off the side.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, if you stay there, if you'll get, like, a discount on the rides.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. That would be so cool.
It's, like, they're not cheap to ride the rides. I think I remember it being, like, at least, like, $60 for all three of them.
Is it all three?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't... And can you just ride them once?
You can just do one. Oh, yeah, just once.
Okay.
But you can... You get, like... cheaper if you get if you ride all three and stuff like that, you know, what I mean, like, they'll give you a discount if you do all three, but it was neat. The other one was like a claw thing that had like five arms on it, two people at the end of each one, and then it just kind of rotated out over the edge and then just spun around a little so your feet were dangling.
Oh,
so you're just like looking down.
That doesn't really sound exciting.
It wasn't as fun.
I would do it.
The one where you're weightless, like, there was this guy sitting next to me at the waitlist one, and he had a poker chip in his hand. So when we went up, the poker chip was floating for like...
Really?
It was literally floating for like a couple seconds, and then when he came back down, it was really neat.
That's awesome.
It was a weird feeling. It was pretty cool.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Okay. I'm going to keep my feet on the ground where they belong.
You know what would be a cool job? I wonder how much a skydiving instructor would get paid. Can you imagine being paid to jump out of a plane every day?
I feel like a decent amount of money because you have to pay a lot to go skydiving.
Yeah.
But you have to pay a lot for the plane and the gas.
Yeah. Fuck college. Why haven't I thought about this sooner?
Yeah.
Isn't AJ really close to being able to, like, skydive by himself?
AJ?
Yeah, he told me before that he had, like, one tandem jump to go before he was allowed to go alone.
Not that I've ever heard, but...
Apparently he went to, like, the place outside Carlisle.
AJ?
Yeah. I swear to God he has talked about skydiving with me before.
He's never spoken to me about skydiving.
Really?
Yeah. I think he may have mentioned that he's been skydiving before, but not anywhere close by, and he has definitely never been skydiving since I've known him.
Okay.
So I don't know if he was lying. I don't know why he would.
No, I don't know either.
Unless he was younger.
Maybe. Maybe he was an avid skydiver and was only one jump away from being able to go solo.
I have a feeling that I would know if he was an avid skydiver.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
That would be something that he probably would have mentioned to me. I don't know. But when you know somebody for 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I do remember him saying he's been skydiving before, but not.
I know you don't have to go a lot before you can solo.
Maybe. It's possible. I don't know when he would have, though. Why it would have been outside of Carlisle, because he moved away, like,
now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe ago. I'm... I know I had some friends that went outside Carlisle not too long ago, so maybe I'm just thinking Carlisle because of them.
Yeah, he could have very well when he was in Arizona.
That makes sense. There's a lot of flat land out there.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of places to skydive.
Never made any mention to me about even wanting or having any inclination to skydive.
Nope. All he wants to do is ride his bike.
Well, this is awkward.
I guess I'll have to ask him when I get home. So, honey.
You didn't hear it from me.
Even skydiving. Well,
I don't
spare
think
time.
I was trying to hide it from
you. No. It could really just be one of those things that just never came up.
Maybe you're thinking of somebody else.
It was definitely at Totem.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Is it Greg?
Maybe it was Tucci.
No, it was before Greg or Tucci started.
Doesn't seem like a skydiver.
No.
He's a cool dude, but he doesn't seem like a skydiver. He seems too nice to be a skydiver.
He's not enough of a badass.
He's too kind to jump out of a plane.
Lauren's fucking dying. Oh my god.
You know, guys know that Tucci listens, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Hi Tucci.
Yeah. Hi
Tucci. I love Tucci.
What's up with him? He moved recently.
Yes, he moved into. Yeah. Do you guys know Jer?
Yeah.
Ed's brother. Mm-hmm. He bought a house out in Healdsburg.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Tucci lives there now because Jer and his girlfriend moved to a different house.
Oh.
On her parents' property.
Oh.
It's a really, really adorable, great little house, too. It's really, really, really cool.
Is he still going to bike to work?
Yeah, I guess he has been.
Oof.
It's 22 miles? Holy 17 shit. Miles? Well, that's not really that far. It takes about an hour.
That is more than I have ridden bike in the last decade.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
I don't think I've ridden a bike since I was like 15.
I just rode. We went 25 miles on Monday. That's like I think the longest I've ever really done is like 30, and I feel like the biggest pussy that's all the miles I can ride. I swear to God, I don't know what's wrong with me. And she's like, dude, it's a lot. You
don't think I could do a mile.
I could do a mile.
Five would be pushing it for me, I'm sure, but a mile. I feel confident in a mile. If it's flat.
Yeah,
listen, I could probably do a mile, but if I had to do a couple hills, give me a really long time, but I would do it.
The hills hurt, man.
When I was a little kid,
I wouldn't bike up them. I'd be pushing
everywhere.
Oh. You kidding me? I'm not biking up a hill. I'm not a real cyclist,
like,
man.
The town of Sunbury was my domain when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
But I really haven't ridden seriously since I was about 18, so I like to believe I still have, like, the muscle memory to be able to do it, but I don't know. I should get back in that, because I loved it.
You can come ride with me.
I would definitely do that.
There's a rusty old bike in our driveway that Bill swears is awesome.
Oh.
Pretty sure the tires are dry rotten.
Oh. Maybe I'll just buy one.
Apparently it's an expensive bike.
Oh.
You get one from Target for, like, $100.
Yeah, I know. I've looked at them.
And they're junk.
I mean,
we're so not poor, all cyclists.
All I can ask for
might
is
fall
junk.
Apart on yeah.
I just don't want to, like, what if I...
I only say that because my friend bought a $400 mountain bike from fucking Walmart, and it, like, he tried to go up a fucking hill, and it, like, broke.
Definitely. Why would you buy a God bike damn. From Walmart, well, first of all?
Especially if you're willing to spend $400.
Yeah, he could have gone to, like, Runner's Roost or the place in fucking Lewisburg and gotten
Runner's
some.
Roost closed a while ago.
Oh. I didn't know that. Okay, well, there's a bunch of cycling shops.
Marty's in Muncie is a great one. That's where we go. Lewisburg. Campus Cycle.
Bob's in New Berlin.
Earl's in Lewisburg.
Mm-hmm. Is that the guy that runs out of his garage?
No, Big Earl's is Amish run. It's a huge store. They have lots of stuff. It's right by the farmer's market.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the UPS...
Yeah.
But yeah.
Huh. And we made it back around to cycling.
Yeah, sorry.
How we do.
Full circle this episode.
Yeah.
That was literally a circle because we're sitting in that circle.
Good one. High fives.
No.
Yeah.
Woo.
They were just clapping.
Yeah, right?
Listeners, do you hear how they're lying to you? They're lying
dorks.
To you.
I was high-fiving myself. I wasn't clapping.
Same.
It's
oh, geez.
Different.
I was high-fiving you all in my heart soul.
I'm going to high-five you all in the face of you. Shut up.
I missed you.
I missed you guys.
And I miss the listeners.
Yeah.
Especially Ginger Girl 13. Missed her.
And you know what?
She didn't get to comment on me.
Aw.
She should have listened back further.
Yeah, that's very true.
Remember that episode where we all got really drunk?
Which one?
We have never had a good drunk episode.
We don't. Yeah, we don't barely drink.
We never had our
since I started. We just don't drink. Yeah.
Our
I don't know why.
It's because you listened to the early episodes when we were all drunk and incoherent.
Those episodes were learning experiences. I don't want to say mistakes, but we learned. We grew. But unfortunately, listeners, we're gonna stop growing. Yep.
We're all done growing.
Yep.
We're getting ready to die.
We are about to
it's a mass suicide. Just
yep.
Hey, that doesn't even play in with the growing theme.
No.
Ashley. God.
I'm not good at this.
That's because you're stupid, remember?
Dummy, stupid one.
I'm the fucking dumb one.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck you.
Yeah, at least I get to be the nasty one. Listen to my nasty voice.
If they only knew that I'm the mean one.
I don't know if you are.
I think you're nicer than you think you are.
I like how you two are debating over like who the dumb one is, but it's like there's no question that I'm like the know-it-all who never
they
left her hometown.
They said your name. Your name is in it. And it's definitely you.
I think whoever it was talking about all of us when they said about never leaving their hometown.
Probably.
That was all
I'm pretty sure that was the group.
Anyway.
The mean one, the dumb one.
Nothing.
And
nothing good ever comes from reading your iTunes reviews. Let's remember that.
You guys used to yell at me when I would bring that up. Like, oh my God, did you read this?
Bill told us only because one person commented on a bunch of podcasts on the network and they were all negative.
Right.
So
the only good comments on the YouTube is when they ask you for nudes. We don't care.
Eat a dick.
Right.
And then it's fine.
That's what I think. That burp.
Anyway, Aislinn was talking about our
we're not
growing process
anymore.
Yeah, this podcast is done growing. In fact, this podcast is done, period.
We're done.
Listeners. We're done with this.
I'm sorry, Cork Vegan.
Yeah,
I love you.
God,
my one Twitter fan.
I saw that and I like died inside. I was like, oh God, we're the worst people ever. We're disappointing one person.
All the sadness in my life is coming from at Cork Vegan.
I don't know who you are, but I have the biggest sorries for you, friend.
Yes.
And
I'm a little sorry.
Big sorries to anybody who never. Who never got to guest, who never got to hang out with us and record.
Yes, that is a big sorry.
But a huge thanks to everyone who's listened, who has been our guests. We love you. Thank you for the support.
Thanks, guys.
Keep in contact. You know, we're still alive and well.
Yeah, we're not actually committed.
Just this podcast is dead.
Yeah, we're alive.
It's basically we're all too busy. We're all too just... not having fun with it anymore. I started to get to be more like a chore.
Yeah.
Which takes away from the original reason that we started.
Yeah,
so.
The podcast became more like a job, and we already have jobs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just but know that we will all be fine and happy. And
if you want to talk to us, find us. I don't mind talking.
It's been thrown out that this may or may not be forever. Think of it as an indefinite hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe down the road we'll release like a holiday special and that.
Extravagant.
With fucking like Scooby-Doo or something, you know?
Yeah. And maybe other people will invite us on their podcast.
Oh, I'm sure they will. But they fucking better.
You love us.
Anyway,
guys.
Our point
fellas,
is. Fellas. Goodbye forever.
Later.
Fuck off. We're leaving.
So. Yeah.
Later.
Later. We're actually done with this.
Yeah.
But we love you all.
Do.
Again, as I've said before in other podcasts. Are we sure I'm not the dumb one? Feel free to send me nudes.
Oh,
you can send Ashley me nudes
too. Oh, yeah.
I'll accept nudes.
I'll take nudes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to get them to me, but.
Just put them in the YouTube.
Yeah. Well, like Serving Ice says, just find us.
I'll forward them to Lauren.
Just find us.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's been a great
year and 2 months, 3 months,
something. Yeah.
We're done with this.
We'll see you around.
Okay, bye. We love you.
Bye, friends.
Okay, bye.